This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Karnataka and Goa today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to visit Sri Krishna Math in Udupi, Karnataka, and participate in the Laksha Kanta Gita Parayana program. He will also inaugurate Suvarna Teerth Mandapa, located in front of the Krishna Sanctum, and dedicate the Kanaka Kavach for the sacred Kanakana Kindi. All eyes are on South Goa as the Shri Samsthan Gokarna Parthagali Jivottam Mutt begins 11-day Mahotsav, marking its 550th anniversary. The Mutt is headquartered in Parthagali, a small town in South Goa on the banks of the river Kushavati. The main event will take place in the afternoon when Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Mutt in Kanakona. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Lucknow today, where she will take part in two functions. President will grace the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. On the same day, the President will grace the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree. More from our correspondent.
Additional General Secretary of Brahma Kumaris, Dr. Mrutunjay, informed that after the launching, the President will also do meditation in the training center here and distribute flags and kalash to 5 women and 5 men each. Later in the afternoon, President will address the valedictory session of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides. After a gap of 61 years, the event is being held in Lucknow. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Jyotiba Phule was a great social reformer who considered education the pivot of social change. The Home Minister added that he not only inspired women to pursue modern education, but also made continuous efforts to free society from social evils. He further said that Satya Shodhak Samaj, founded by Jyotiba Phule, became a vocal voice for equality and social justice and paved the way for holistic nation building. The 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police will begin today at Nava Raipur in Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend this three-day conference on the 29th and 30th of November. During the conference, key national security issues such as left-wing extremism, counter-terrorism operations, disaster management, women's safety and the use of forensic science and artificial intelligence in policing will be discussed in detail. The theme of this year's conference is Vikasit Bharat Security Dimensions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Ministers of State for Home Affairs will also attend the conference. University Grants Commission, UGC, has asked the higher education institutions to ensure timely exams and prompt issuance of final degrees and certificates. The commission said that the delay causes a loss of opportunities for students as it prevents them from securing suitable and quality employment. It stated that students are entitled to timely conduct of examination and declaration of results as specified in the academic calendar in the prospectus. The commission further added that students are entitled to the award of degree within 180 days of the declaration of results. The commission also stated that it has power to take punitive action in case of non-compliance. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will conclude today in Goa with a grand closing ceremony, paying tribute to the legendary actor Dharmendra. The festival, which began on November 20, showcased over 240 films from 81 countries, highlighting the best of global cinema. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that Cyclone Detwa has developed in southwest Bay of Bengal and heading towards Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra and Puducherry. IMD said the cyclone will bring heavy rainfall to eastern coast of India till December 1. Heavy rain, thunderstorms and strong winds are expected across southern states. And star India all-rounder Deepthi Sharma emerged as the costliest buy of the 2026 WPL mega auction yesterday. The season Deepthi expectedly fetched the big bucks with UP Warriors using the right-to-match RTM card to retain the India all-rounder for a whopping 3.20 crore rupees. And that is the end of this news bulletin.